This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, praise, oh, glory. All honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. Oh, precious Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves beneath your mighty hand today, just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you're God, and besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today, in the name of Jesus. Precious Father, imagine having behind Calvary's cross. Anointed sister Clay, use me, Father God, for thy glory. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit of God here this night and forevermore in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the Word of God. Here in the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, we thank Him tonight for having another opportunity to come before you, hallelujah, and bring forth His Word in spirit and in truth. We are so grateful and thankful. If you have any Bible, amen, I would like you to open up to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6, and also 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21.
Good afternoon, good evening. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6 reads, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved." That's Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6. And 1 Corinthians 1 and 21 reads, "For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." I read to your hearing Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 6, and 1 Corinthians 1 and 21. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God for Prophetess Tebow for sharing the word of God with us here tonight. Hallelujah. And we are grateful and thankful for having another opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word tonight. I ask you to pray for us and with us here tonight in the name of Jesus, that God will have his way. Hallelujah. Through the use of the internet, we are thanking God that we are able to teach and preach on a local level and reach on a global level. So God is good and worthy to be praised. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you come in agreement with us as we talk about what are you doing now to prepare for eternity? What are you doing now to prepare for eternity? People of God, believers of Christ, all those that are listening in today, and those that will be listening to this broadcast at a later date, We thank God because he's a good God. He's a God that sits high and looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful and grateful for. Hallelujah. Remember this, people. Everybody has an appointment with death. And where will you spend eternity? In heaven or hell? I know a lot of people don't like to shy away from that subject. But this is something that we have to be reminded of because we were born to die. Hallelujah. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 9, verse 27, the scripture says, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. If you die with only one sin on your account, you will go to hell, which is a place of everlasting punishment, a place of everlasting fire, everlasting burning, unquenchable fire. Again, for a reminder, the Bible teaches us that God's way of salvation is the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So one of the things that we can do in order to be prepared for eternity and where we will live eternity at is to repent. You see, repentance towards God. We have to understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we were born in sin. So each and every one of us have been a partaker of the sin nature. So what are you doing now to prepare for eternity? The person who repents sees himself or herself as exceedingly sinful and doesn't want to continue his or her way of sin. Repentance means it is a change of mind taking place that will always result in a change of direction. In other words, we all, as born-again believers of Christ, we have all came to that place where we had a change of mind took place that result in us having a change of direction in life. When someone repents, there will be a determination to turn one's heart from sin unto God. No one ever comes to faith in Jesus Christ for salvation while holding on to and loving the sin that they are in. You see, biblical repentance is not human reformation, nor is it a change from unbelief to belief. It is not penance, nor is it confession to a priest. No, repentance is not the acknowledgement of being a sinner while continue to live in non-sin. Repentance is not simply remorse from one's ungodly action. Our action for forgiveness is not the same as repentance. You see, when one conscience may make him or her feel sorry for his or her sin, but it is not biblical repentance. When biblical repentance occurs, one will not put any hope in the deeds of the flesh, only in the hope in Christ Jesus, the author and finisher of all things. You see, good works will not take you to heaven, even though we may have heard it over and over again in our upbringing. See, the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, 64 verse 6, the A clause of the verse, it says, but we are all as unclean things, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags in the eyes of God. So what are you doing now to prepare for eternity? Because trying to keep the commandments will not take you to heaven. Because most people, even now today in 2020, cannot even recite the Ten Commandments, let alone keep them. The Bible says in James chapter 2, verse 10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he or she is guilty of all. Do you believe that you will go to heaven because you are a good person? Well, I stand by to give you news tonight. In the book of Romans, chapter 3, verses 10 through 12, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So people of God, your faith must be in Jesus Christ and Him alone, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, Jesus died for all mankind and shed His blood for every one of us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 22, it says, and almost all things are by the law cleansed, purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Not only did Jesus Christ die on the cross and shed His blood for our sins, but He did what you and I cannot do. Jesus rose bodily from the grave after 3 days and 3 nights. Jesus Christ, He is the Savior of our lives. What are you doing now to prepare yourself for eternity? Hear the word of God says again in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 3, chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, man of God. You see, the day will come, stand before God alone by ourselves. The question is for everyone to consider, will you be ready? You see, life itself is a series of problems. Either you are in one now, or you are just coming out of one, or you are getting ready to go into another one. You see, the reason for this is that God is more interested in your character than your comfort. I'm going to say it again because it's better to be repeated. Life is a series of problems. Either you are in one now, or you are just coming out of one, or you are getting ready to go into another one. You see, the problem, the reason for this is that God is more interested in your character than your comfort. God is more interested in making your life holy than he is in making your life happy. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a world that is broken, a world that is filled with sin, a world that is steady, passing away. But God, through it all, he knows what it takes to bring us to that place of total repentance unto him. God wants us, as his children, as followers of Christ, to practice on earth what we will be doing forever in eternity. So on our part, it takes both discipline and habit. Oh, yes, it does. We as people in general want to have things our way. You know the Burger King way. Yes, we want to do what we want to do. But I am talking about being prepared, getting prepared right now for eternity, getting prepared for a place where we must go. Bible says in John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. Here, the word says in 2 Peter 1:10, wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall neither fall nor stumble. What are you doing now while you're here on earth? to prepare yourself for eternity. Use your life down here on earth to get ready for eternity. Yes? Again, the word says in Ephesians 1, verse 4 through 5, according that God has chosen us in Christ before the foundation, in Him before the foundation of the world, that we as His children should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. God is good and worthy to be praised. The God that we serve is a holy God. That's why He says, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will be a God to you, and you shall be my people. Yes, God wants us to live a holy life. He wants us to live a life that is acceptable and pleasing in His eyesight. He wants us to live a life to where our audio, our video is lining up with our audio. He wants us to be a holy people, to be a people that is not ashamed of the gospel, not ashamed of who we are in Christ. You see, God has already, as a born-again believer, He has made us to be a part of His family. He made you and I and all believers of Christ in order for us to have a relationship with Him. There is only one way to get to be a part of God's family, and it's by having faith in Jesus Christ. Accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives. Yes, when you put your trust and faith in Jesus Christ, you become a part of God's family, the family of God. Yes, the Bible says, Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, says, trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in, those that will be listening at a later date, we thank God tonight for His word, because His word will not return to Him void. He looks over His word. He honors His word above His name. Yes, God's word will not linger. It will not go to waste, because He will work His word. He will honor His word, because the word of God is an awesome word. The word of God is a good word, a word that we can stand on. When all else fails, we still have our faith is in God. Our faith is in the One that sits high and look low. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, here tonight, let's be encouraged in this time of quarantine. In this time of us huddling, of us fighting a pandemic, of us believing God for a change to take place. Bible says in the book of Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord, that is called according to his purpose. God is the one that have made the way in order to allow us to be part of his family, to be part of the family of God. Yes, faith is. Now, Hebrews 11:1 says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we are seeking the Lord, seeking God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added onto us. So again, tonight we are talking about what are you doing here on planet Earth now to prepare for eternity. Remember what I said earlier in the beginning? It's appointed to man once to die and then the judgment. Yes, we all will stand before the Father, God, the Creator, the one that created and made us, the one that breathed life into our soul, the one that sits high and looks low and knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. We will stand before him individually for ourselves. So that's why we have to get ready. Preparation. Jesus said in his word, before he left, he said he's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. What are you doing now to prepare for eternity?
I need thee, oh, I need
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Indeed, we need the Lord. And we thank God, we thank God, we thank God. Because without him in our lives, without him, hallelujah, having things in control, where will we be?
Caller, we are on live with Apostle Tebow. Would you like to say something? We have a caller on the line. Would you like to say something?
Yes. Good afternoon. Evangelist Jane Craig, how are you all? I've enjoyed myself. God bless you. I'm just grateful.
Wonderful.
You know who I am, Lisa?
Hey, Mary's sister.
Lisa, I'm Mary's sister. Yes, from Baton Rouge,
ma'am.
Louisiana.
Yes,
I saw your post on Facebook. Hi there, Pastor. I'm blessed right now. I've been listening in and writing notes and everything.
It's good to hear your voice.
Yes, God bless you all, too. I'm just so grateful that I can be able to connect. I'm grateful to be able to connect, and I thank God for you guys. I'll be praying, and I'll be joining in whenever I can. Lisa, you posted on Tuesdays and Thursdays, right? Okay, okay. God bless you guys. Well, I've been Oh, that's right. Today's Friday. Yes, yes. Tuesdays and Fridays. Look, believe me, I made a copy of the ad, and I've got it in my folder. So I'm going to be on top of it. But I just want to say I love you guys. And
we
I haven't seen
you
all since Mary's graduation. Oh, thank God
right.
for Jesus, honey. This blesses me. This blesses the
Wonderful.
The viewers. I'm going to try to spread the word around because we're blessed when we get information like this. It's not only that you're blessed to give it to us, but we're blessed to be recipients of God's
Amen.
Word. I tell you, we need it, and we can't have too much of it with what we're going through with right now. So God bless you
Amen.
All. I've enjoyed myself. Look forward to sharing. And Lisa, God bless you, sweetheart. I'm proud of you all. And I
thank
just thank
you so
God
much.
For
we
you.
Love you. We love you.
I love you all too. And like I said, I love you. But I'll be tuning in now that I've got my information. I just got it about a couple hours ago. Well, about an hour
okay.
ago because I've been on the phone all morning. But I was on Facebook, and if I had not been there, I probably would have missed it. But I was on Facebook
right.
then, and on the Facebook, and on the phone. You know, counseling, praying with others, and then I ran across it. So let me make a note of this right now. But anyway, thank you all, and look forward to joining with you all on Tuesdays and Fridays as God's will, okay?
All right. Thank you
and,
so much, and we'll
yes,
talk soon.
Okay, real do. Bye-bye. God bless
all
you
right.
all.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, we just thank the mighty woman of God for our input and words of encouragement. We just speak and we just speak to others that may be listening in. Hallelujah, that may be listening in at a later date. We just want you to know that we love you, amen, and God love you. Keep us in prayer, amen. See the Faith Evangelistic Outreach Ministry and also Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministry, Radio International broadcast, amen. The reason why I say it is international is because we are teaching and preaching on a local level, but through the use of the Internet, praise the Lord, amen, God have given us this tool to where we are reaching for the glory of God, lifting up the name of Jesus on a global level. Amen. Hallelujah. So not only does God want us to be a part of his family, but he wants us to spend eternity with him. So again, the question is, what are you doing now here on planet Earth to prepare for eternity? In the book of Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, here it says that by God's purpose and in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. So brothers and sisters in Christ, history is moving towards a climax. And one day, God is going to take everybody who has put their faith in him and bring them all together to spend eternity with him in heaven. Yes, people of God, life is preparation for eternity. I'm going to say that again. This should be exciting news for people. Hallelujah. People of God, life is preparation for eternity. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11, the word of God let us know that God has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set eternity in their heart, the A clause of the verse. God is setting eternity. God has set eternity in the human heart, which means that you were made to last forever. You are made for eternity. You are going to live one place or another forever, either heaven or hell. Every human being is going to live forever in one of those places. Again, either with God in heaven or apart from God in hell. Yes, many preachers in these days and ages that we are living in, even now in 2020, will shy away from talking about heaven or hell. Well, Jesus spoke about it, and we as followers of his must have the boldness to speak, to blow the trumpet of Zion, to let people know it is time to get right with God. It is time to get in right standing with him. Because you never know if your name is called, excuse me, if your number is called, and your name is called, will you be ready to meet the master, the creator of your soul? So people of God, God do not just create you for the 80 or 90 years spent here, or how many years you have on this planet Earth. No, he has long-range plan for your life. What are you doing now here to prepare for eternity? So again, the question may be asked, what is life here on Earth about? Well, the answer is simple. It is preparation for eternity. That means that God is more interested in preparing you for eternity than he is simply making you happy here and now. Of course, God loves you, and he wants you to be happy, but not at the expense of having you ill prepared for eternity. Life here on earth is like a dress rehearsal. This is the warm-up act for the big event. Child of God, you need to get prepared for eternity by getting to know God for yourself, by becoming more like Jesus Christ, and let God use you to fulfill his purpose here on earth. Again, we're all talking about, what are you doing here to prepare yourself for eternity? In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 20 through 21, the word of God says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I think, Providence Tebow, I'm going to repeat these two verses because it's so important for us to meditate on it, to let it go from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. Yes, Matthew 6, verse 20 and 21. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Believers of Christ, wisdom let us know that man cannot hold on to what is temporary and look forward to eternity at the same time. Because earthly possessions, treasures, will pull you back. So people of God, remember that our lives on earth is temporary. We can be here today and gone today. So we must prepare ourselves to leave this earth when the call comes. Until then, let us live for Christ on a daily basis. The Apostle Paul reminds us, like he did the Philippians, in Philippians 1, verse 21, as he testified, and he says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So God wants you to know where you are and going to spend eternity. So what are you doing now, right now, on this earth to prepare yourself for eternity? Bible says in 1 John 5, verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, of Jesus, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ. What are you doing right now to prepare for eternity? Well, the first and most important thing you must do as a person is to realize, recognize your spiritual condition. In order to find out the way to eternal life with God, you must admit that you are lost and in sin. Yes, we all, as born-again believers, had to come through the door. The door is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 12, it reminds us by saying, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. This scripture teaches us that since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the first man and woman on this earth became and took upon, sin came and was introduced in the environment, in our nature. So it has been present from that day until now in all people. Yes, everyone that is born or will be born will be partaker of the fallen nature, where sin is running rapid throughout the land. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. But sin will collect its wages, and the wages of sin is death. See, the word says in the book of Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, sin is any act contrary to God's law and commandments. And those sins that we have committed separates us from God. Sin also in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord." You see, the wages or the payment for our sin is spiritual. Spiritual death and eternal separation from God. The wages or the penalty for our sin is spiritual death and eternal separation from God. Brothers and sisters, in Christ, all those that are listening tonight, my question to you is, what are you doing right now while you're here on planet Earth to prepare yourself for eternity? You see, people of God, religion and good works are not the answer, because religion tries to create their own ways to God. Their system may seem logical, but they cannot bridge the gap created by our sin. There's only one that can bridge the gap between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of our life. The word says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So, people of God, our thoughts and ways are not what matters. Only God's word, the Holy Bible, provides the true answers of grace and forgiveness. The word says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, the word says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The good news is that Jesus Christ has provided the way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Even though we, as human beings, were lost and separated from God, on a spiritual level, God loves us because he is love. He loves us so much that the word says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So through the death and the resurrection of Jesus, he became the payment for our sins. By his grace, by God's grace, salvation is provided. Jesus, here also in the book of Romans, chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, "But God demonstrated his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So in order for us to have a spiritual relationship with God and an eternal home in heaven, we must stop trusting in ourselves, our works, and our religion, and place our full trust in Jesus Christ and him alone for the forgiveness of our sin and eternal life. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. The Bible says in the book of Romans 10, verse 13, it says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is a promise directly from God that if we pray to him and we confess that you are a sinner and ask him to forgive your sin and turn to him and him alone to be your Savior, talking about Jesus, he promised, God promised to save you and give you the free gift of eternal life. Yes, there may be one, or there may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, after hearing this teaching tonight, that it pricked your heart, brought you to a place of total repentance, brought you to a place of realizing that you are a sinner, of realizing that you need spiritual help in your life. You may be tore down from the floor, but God is willing to bring you in. All you have to do is like what Romans 10, verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Repent of your sin. Again, repent means totally. Be sincere about it. Repent of your sin. Let God know how sorry you are for what you have done against him and against his word. God is standing with his arms stretched out wide, waiting to accept you in the beloved family of God. After you repent of your sin, the Bible says for you to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. God is good and worthy to be praised. He has given an invitation to all men, all mankind. But it's up to us individually to accept that invitation. It's up to us to turn from our wicked ways and get right with God. It's up to us. He will not twist our arm. He will not force you. He stands. Jesus stands at the door of your heart, knocking. But only you can let him in. We can pray for you until we blue in the face. But it's up to you. This is a personal invitation. This is a personal decision that you must make for your own. Remember what I said on the teaching. What are you doing right now on planet Earth to prepare yourself for eternity? This would be the first step for you to get right with God. This would be the, you have tried everything else. So try him. Try the God, the one that has all power, the one that is able to turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Jesus, he is our way maker. Jesus, he's the author and finisher of our faith. And if you do that, and you are sincere about it, accepting the invitation, then once you accept it, you ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you to a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being preached, not watered down, but just telling it just the way it is. God will lead you, clean you up. Oh, yes, he will. What are you doing now to prepare for eternity? God bless you. God keep you. Is my prayer. Amen. Amen. And amen.
God bless you. And we thank you for joining us this evening for the broadcast. We pray that something has been said that has pricked your spirit and caused you to want to know more about Christ and giving your life to him to control. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to call us or write to us, rather, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Our broadcast airs every Tuesday evening, every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. You may join us by calling 347-826-9424. 347-826-9424 to listen to the broadcast. Please share the number with your family and friends so that they can join also. We appreciate your time. We appreciate you joining us. Know that God loves you and so do we. Have a great weekend, and if the Lord wills, we'll be with you again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless. Have a great weekend.